Good afternoon. I'm joined by Rui Cartaxo, CEO of REN, and Gonçalo Soares, CFO. As usual, we'll make a brief presentation of the results. We will also make some comments, and then, as usual, we'll open the floor for questions. Rui, please.
Thank you, Ana. Good afternoon. Thanks for attending. Our idea is to start with the presentation of the results, which Gonçalo Morais Soares will initiate immediately. Then I will add some sum up of the 2013 results and also add some observations on, share with you some observations about the recent news about changes of governance in REN. So Gonçalo has the floor now.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us in the conference call. So, as we've said at the beginning of the year, 2013 was not going to be an easy year, but I think that also, as we've said along the year, it would become better and better as the year evolved. And I think that at the end, the full year figures are actually slightly above what we expected on the positive side. As you can see, EBITDA at 521.5 million actually increased almost 2%, which on the back of a very high decrease of EBITDA due to the evolution of the rate of return, which impacted EBITDA more than 29 million, I think is a performance worthwhile noting. I think that also this was due to many and various OpEx improvements, which allowed us to have this performance at the EBITDA level. If you move to slide number three, and just to comment briefly on CapEx, it was slightly below what the initial figure was. I can comment further on this. This was mainly due to some very minor delays and some price pressure in some specific projects, but overall, it was well within the ballpark number that we've said all along of around 200 million euros in our business plan. I think on the financial income side, we also have some good news. As we were expecting, we still have financial costs going up this year. As you know, this was not the year where you have the impact of the refinancing of the company, but you started already to see the average cost of debt coming down, and you also were already able to see net debt coming down by more than 100 million. Overall, I think that on the financial side, we have an extremely positive year, not only with the introduction of new relationship banks, but also with the maintaining the best rated company in Portugal as of now. Going to slide number four, just the main financial indicators. I will jump this slide and go straight to slide number five to comment a little bit further on CapEx. As you can see, overall CapEx is close to 190 million, so 187.8 million. That is a slight decrease from the previous year. This is mainly due to the natural gas business, but overall, as I've said, I think that investments were in line with expectations, and particularly in line with expectations were our transfers to the regulated asset base. Although they decreased almost 24% versus 2012, this is perfectly explained by the fact that in the previous year, in 2012, we have the new LNG tank coming into the asset base, which explained basically all of this evolution. These numbers of transfers to the regulated asset base were completely within our expectations and were actually well within the budget of the company. So on the investment side, I think that I would say everything went according to plan. If you move to slide number six, I think that the evolution of how the Portuguese CDSs and the government 10-year bonds have been in the recent year is the main explanation of what happened to the financials of the company in 2013. So as you can see, these have decreased materially, and although on the gas side this did not have a major impact on the rate of return, it was more or less 8% in both cases. On the electricity side, it did have a major impact, with the rate of return, the base rate of return, coming down around 150 basis points. So as you know, this is something which only then trickles through the financial costs with some delay, and so we will start to see the impact in 2014 of this decrease also on the sovereign risk and on the sovereign cost of funding. If you move to slide number 7, then you see the impact of these evolutions. You see that on the electricity side, the rate of return was responsible for a decrease of 29.3 million, and that on the other side, this was compensated by an increase of the asset base, which were able to compensate 8 million of that, and also by an improvement of the asset mix. And overall, the remuneration on the electricity side came down more or less 20 million euros. On the gas side, it was more or less flat. As I've said, the rate of return didn't change, and investments compensated depreciation on that business. On slide number 8, you can see the evolution of RAB and of its mix. As you see, the evolution continues to be a very positive one, with the increase being mostly on the electricity with premium, where, as you know, we have 150 basis points premium versus the electricity without premium, which has normally been decreasing, as I would say almost all of the new investments, due to an extraordinary job on the operating side, have been done in a way which is able to optimize the good regulatory incentives which we have to invest well within certain reference costs. Moving to slide number 9, you can see what was the major effort that we have in terms of OPEX. So operational costs came down significantly. Part of it is external supplies, and I will detail this a little bit more. On the personnel side, as we've also said in the previous quarters, this was expected to grow much less than it had grown in the first three quarters. In the full year, personnel costs were basically flat. Actually, they decreased slightly if we compensate for certain, I would say, non-recurring items which are related to previous years, and namely the fact that in 2012 we didn't have a full year of the labor agreement being implemented, as you know. But I can also tell you that on the personnel side, we've had the restructuring project going extremely well, and well above our expectations, and this has had a very positive impact on this cost line already in 2013, and we expect this to continue to grow, this positive impact, also in 2014. Moving to slide number 10, just to look at core OPEX only, this also comes down significantly, so it comes down more than 7%, which is a decrease that compares very favorably, even when looking at previous years. This is a decrease that comes from many cost items, not a single one, from maintenance, which has come down again this year, from publicity costs, from consulting costs, from IT costs. I would say that some costs are larger than others in terms of impact, but it was a decrease across the board, and it was something that we dedicated a lot of time this year to improve efficiency in our company. Slide number 11 sums up the impact in terms of EBITDA. So basically, the return of the regulated asset base is the major negative impact. Then you have the normal recovery of depreciation in line with what we would expect is the evolution of CapEx and of the regulated asset base. You have the hydro land remuneration that falls slightly due to decreases in the rate and the normal depreciation of the assets. You have own works that follows the evolution of CapEx. And then you have the interest on tariff deviation, because as you know, this year we were receiving deviations from 2 years ago, while last year we were actually paying back some deviations. So this year this has a positive impact. And then you have the other two impacts. One is the impairment of receivables, which was a non-recurring impact, which we explained in previous quarters. It didn't happen in this last one. And then the others is basically the impact of both OPEX and some increases also in some non-regulated revenues, which we have, and that allowed us to, at the end of the day, have this very positive evolution in terms of EBITDA of increasing almost 10 million euros. Below EBITDA, in terms of depreciation, I'd say no story there. As I said, basically it evolves in line with the evolution of the asset base. On the financial income part, as you can see, it's still, the financial costs still increase. This despite the fact that we have slightly lower average cost of debt. This is also due to the fact that in 2013, due to the fact that we were refinancing so much of our debt, we have a higher level of liquidity than was, I would say, normal. It has already come down to what we consider were more normal levels, and we are continuing to optimize our cash position in order to, I would say, almost completely eliminate the carry cost that we have. But this allowed us to do the refinancing last year and to maintain the rating, as I said, as the best rated company in Portugal. In terms of taxes, they go up slightly. In fact, they do not go up. You may remember that last year we had a non-recurrent event on the tax line, which was related to the impact of litigation that we have. This had a very positive impact taxes last year. If we excluded that impact, actually the average, the marginal tax rate comes down as was expected for the year 2013. So overall, net income comes down very slightly, 1.8%, around 2 million euros. You can see that on slide 13. If you move to slide number 14, I would also like to spend a few seconds looking at the evolution of net debt. I think this is clearly in line with what we said in the business plan. We are fulfilling with that business plan. We wanted to deliver the company, and we are doing exactly that. Not only did we refinance all of the debt, but we were able to decrease net debt by more than 4%, 110 million euros, and I think this allows us to have more flexibility in the future and to be in a very comfortable position in terms of investments and looking for the future. So overall, I think it was a very positive year. I think that despite all of the context, and you can see that on slide 15, despite of all of the challenging environment, we have operational results improving. I think that the average cost of debt is clearly on the downward trend. I think that next year you're going to see it, and already in the first quarter you're going to see it in a very clear way, and I think this will have a very positive impact on the numbers in 2014. Apart from that, I would just like to update you on the privatization process. Actually, let me pass the floor now to the CEO, to Rui Cartaz, for some final remarks, and he will talk to you about that also. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Gonçalo.
just to add a few words about the 2013 figures, the management team and the board were satisfied with the fact that knowing from the beginning that 2013 was the toughest year since a long time, especially due to the regulatory model that we have, where, as you know, there is a faster impact of variations in interest rate on the revenue side and on the cost side, we were able to keep the main variables mostly flat, and they were all above the budget of the company for this year. So in that respect, the company behaved well, and the fact also that a substantial part of this result is directly related to the reduction of operational costs, which is a sustained effort that we have been making in the last years, as you know, is also something that left us moderately satisfied with the outcome of 2013. We knew it would never be a great year, but it was actually better than the budget that we approved 1 year ago. So the core OPEX lowering 7% on top of all the reductions that we have had does not yet exhaust the what has to be done in this field, and I'm sure the company will continue to reduce costs, and we have not reached the end of this road. Of course, our productivity indicators are much better than a couple of years ago, but it's not yet the end of the road, and we have still room for further improvements in the efficiency and the OPEX cost side of our P&L. Also, the fact that we are already lowering our leverage left our main shareholders confident that the company is now on a path that is consistent with the plan that we have approved 1 year and some months ago. Now, before passing you the floor to the Q&A, I would like to add some words concerning the changes of governance that are about to take place in REN. They will take place in the upcoming shareholders meeting. And I'd like first to say that the changes result from a personal option of myself that was timely conveyed to the main shareholders. And so I do this after seven very rewarding years in REN, because I have some other projects in my life and I want to move on. So it was a very, very peaceful and carefully planned process. I also want to say that the separation of the functions of chairman and CEO is a longly planned step. It has not been taken during this mandate because during the privatization there was an agreement between the state and the new two shareholders that came into the company 2 years ago. There was an agreement according to which the governance model of REN would stay unchanged during the first 3 years after their arrival. So that's why, but there is a broad consensus between all the main shareholders, and I must add that also according to my personal opinion, it's a very positive step to the company, and it will take place in the beginning of next mandate. Meanwhile, the main shareholders chose the name of my successor, which also left me comfortable and happy with the way things are going to move on. First, because I know very well Mr. Rui Vilar. He was my boss at Galp when I was a managing director for 4 years and a half in Galp, and he was the chairman. And so I saw him act as chairman in a delicate situation for Galp. It was a period where the shareholder structure was not yet stabilized. And so I admired the way he dealt with that situation. He accepted the role of CEO. This second role, everybody knows, and it is conveyed in our official communique, that his role will mostly be to ensure the transition process for the choice of a future CEO, which I am absolutely sure will be chosen in a most professional way. So when the main shareholders asked my opinion about this name for replacement, I gave my full support, and I think it is a very good choice to leave this transition phase. Finally, I wanted to confirm to you that our strategic plan is not is being endorsed by all the major shareholders. Mr. Villar, by the way, he participated actively in the discussion and approval of the current strategic plan of the company. The approval, I remind you, was in November 2012, so he was part of that process. He is very confident, and I'm sure that the main guidelines of the plan are going to proceed as they have been carried out in the last couple of years. Finally, concerning the privatization, I also want to tell you that the information I have is that the 11% sale will proceed according to the calendar that is already known, which is before the end of the semester, unless, of course, something in the international situation would change or something very unforeseen comes up. But otherwise, it will take place towards the end of the second quarter. Even in that respect, everything is moving forward according to plan. There is already a steering committee working on that. From our side, as usual, the CFO is our coordinator from the side of REN. He's working with Par Publica and with Caixa, which are supporting the seller. And the process is a straightforward one. The government confirmed that it is a dispersion, so it will help to improve the liquidity of our shares, which, as you all know, was one of the issues that in previous conversations we had the opportunity to tell you that it was something that we were trying to get from the government for a long time now. So, I am not yet saying goodbye because I'm here during the Q&A period, but in the end, I will give you a few final words. So, now, if everybody agrees, the Q&A may proceed, and we are ready to try and answer to your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question at this time. We will now pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. And our first question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona of BTI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my questions and congratulations to the chairman for the 7 years at the company. I have a couple of questions. One would be on CapEx for 2014. I would like to get your guidance for this year. Obviously, within the strategic plan, should be something around 200 million euros. I would like to get your confirmation on that. And also on the international side, according to the plan, we should have some visibility on the international activity already this year. Just wanted to know if you have any steps or any developments on that side, and also if we should expect some capex already this year, or the 700 million target should be accomplished in 2015 and 16 only. And then second question would be on regulation. If I remember well, regulatory period for electricity will end during 2014. So just wanted to have your views on what could we expect for the new regulatory period. If you expect a dramatic change, or you just expect a convergence with the regulation on gas. And also, if you expect the premium on electricity assets from 2009 to continue into the new regulatory period. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll take your last question, and then Gonçalo will answer to the first one. Concerning regulation, we are relatively in an early period of discussions. With the regulator, I would say even in a very early period, we have some positive external news and some less positive, and you all know them, what they are. The positive thing is that in Spain things turned out to be better, frankly, than I expected until almost the eve of the news on the regulatory outcome in Spain. So that's normally positive because, as you know, the Iberian regulators work more and more together, and convergence became a mainstream word in the regulatory references across Europe. So this is the good part. Transmission has been spared. Relatively spared versus the other parts of the power chain, and so this is the positive. Of course, we know also that Portugal is still, although Portugal has been evolving well, we are not on still in the comfort zone. So we have to be prepared to, as always, work for the best, be prepared for the worst. The worst in this case is we can not get exactly the same type of parameters and figures that we have on power in the last 3 years. We are prepared for that. Concerning the maintenance or not of a premium, I don't know, but that in itself is not our main objective. Our main objective is to have an average rate of return on our assets that keeps a reasonable and fair and good remuneration of our assets. And so whether it's with premium or without premium, I don't know. As you know, in Spain, they unified everything. So it's possible that across Europe, the premium that came up in some countries are not to be sustained in the long term, but that's not in itself the important thing. So what we are wanting and we'll fight strongly to get is a fair remuneration, which is above our WACC, and as you know, our WACC is improving in the light of what is happening in our country in the last months, and I expect not to have bad news on the Eurozone side in the coming months. So the regulation, we found a lot of openness to have close discussions at the highest level with the regulator, and the novelty here is that those discussions will take place earlier when compared with the dates where they put forward their proposals than in earlier cycles. So we have started the homework earlier so as to be prepared to have a good and fruitful discussion with them. So this is as far as regulation. It's not much, but it's at this point in time, it's everything that we can say on that side. Gonçalo.
On the CapEx side, the guidance is exactly the same as the business plan, 200 million. That's what we expect to do, okay, on that ballpark. On the internationalization side, as you've said and we've said, I mean, this is something where we've been dedicating a lot of time and energy. We do believe this is the right way to pursue in terms of strategy, but then the precise timing depends on the opportunities. We are looking at several opportunities in the regions that we identified in our strategic plan, and we are pursuing them. We have created the sufficient financial flexibility in order to be able to pursue them if they present themselves. The precise timing sometimes doesn't depend on us. So perhaps it's this year, perhaps it's next year. So the exact time is always difficult. What I can tell you and stress is that we are ready, we are dedicating time to it, and we have the resources to do it. And so since some opportunities are showing up, we have several in our pipeline. We are hopeful that in the near future, something will be presented, but the exact timing is very difficult to be precise about. Okay?
Thank you.
Once again, please press star one if you wish to ask a question. And the next question comes from Manuel Loza of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. Just one remaining question from me. It's on the tax on the energy sector. Which are your expectations? Do you think that it's going to be a one-off in 2014, or do you think it's going to remain in 2015, or you think it's going to be changed to another tax? Just wanted to have your view on that. Thank you.
Okay. So it's Rui Cartaxe again. Concerning the extraordinary tax, our expectation is that it will be non-recurrent. This comes from the signals that we have received both before and after the publication of the final version of the 2014 budget. So we don't expect, of course, don't take this as a promise, but each budget, according to Portuguese legislation, is only concerns 1 year. But the government, in the last version of the budget, introduced the word extraordinary, which was not in the first wording that we saw. Following conversations with the main shareholders of some of the energy companies in Portugal, that in itself was already a signal that they were willing to convey concerning the non-recurrence of this. Now, what will happen concerning the other budget variables, we are not informed of what is the intent of the government and concerning all the other variables, because we are not sufficiently informed in the insights of the final iteration that they will have with the Troika in the month of May. But to sum up, the bottom line is, yes, we expect this tax not to recur.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, please press star one if you wish to ask a question at this time. If there are no further questions in the queue, I would now like to turn the call back to the speakers of today for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, Rui Cartaxe again. I just wanted to, before closing the meeting, to thank you all. Now that I'm closing, it's approaching my leaving the company. I have many conference calls with most of you, and it has been a pleasure, and I am always thankful for the interest that you always showed in REN and also for obliging me to try and be ever more clear in the explanation of our accounts. I am very optimistic about the future of our company, and so I think that you will not be disappointed with the near future and the long-term future of the company. So thank you all for assisting, and from my part, we'll meet probably in other occasions, in other settings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening.